Welcome to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. If you're dedicating your time, energy, and focus into building an awesome body, but the sacrifices that you're making just aren't producing all of the same great feelings they once did, then this podcast is for you. Or if the bodybuilding and training success that you've worked so hard to earn isn't providing all of the happiness you thought it would when you started on your journey, and you even think it might be getting in the way of your overall happiness in life, this podcast will offer you insight and perspective. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is specifically designed to help dedicated bodybuilding and fitness enthusiasts who find themselves asking, is this all there is, from time to time? No matter how great they physically look and feel, or how many people respect and admire what they've been able to accomplish with their bodies. Skip LaCour is a six-time national drug-free bodybuilding champion who has been a leader in the bodybuilding and fitness world for over 25 years. He is a success coach, speaker, and business owner. Skip helps ambitious men understand and execute effective leadership and influence skills so that they reach their goals in life with more clarity and confidence. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is jam-packed with simple and effective strategies and distinctions that will help you break out of your current way of thinking and take action so you can finally create a better overall quality of life. It will get you on the path toward more happiness and fulfillment and a new empowering identity that's significantly more meaningful than just having a great body.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this More Than Just Muscles podcast. I am Skip LaCour. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is all about helping you become your very best, both inside and outside of the gym. And I really emphasize the word and. What I found in myself, and it's not just in the bodybuilding and fitness world, in any group of people who are really passionate, really dedicated, really willing to work hard to become the best they can be. They're willing to make the sacrifices and push things aside to become amazing, outstanding at what they do. Part of that mentality is making it either or, black or white. You either do it or you don't do it. There's nothing in between. And many people who I talk to through my coaching and get to know them, you know, if I said, are you the type of person, I mean, when you're in, you're all in. And at the same time, if you're not that interested, it's very hard for you to even muster any effort. I mean, you're either on or you're off. And they say, yeah, yeah, that's me. And that's part of that mentality. You know, it's I either do it or I don't do it. And so when we try to have all the things in life that we really want, if we're thinking in that, it's either or, either have it or I don't. It's tough to think and I just want to just talk about it, just bro to bro with you during this podcast, just to open up your mind to think, hey, you know what? It may take a different way of thinking, but maybe there's a way for me to be amazing at what I do, to really enjoy it, to really go for it, and enhance the other parts of my life too. Just a way of thinking. It's starting off knowing your outcome, knowing your outcome. It'd be like, I don't know, if you were at a party, right? And you just show up, right? And you think, well, I want to have a good time at this party. And then you got home and someone said, oh, you went to that party? Hey, I know you're into business. And did you notice that, hey, this guy who does what you do there, that guy who's really amazing at what he does, he was there and his staff was there and this other up-and-comer. Wow, that must have been a great party for you. You must have had a lot of fun because there was like three people who are amazing at what they do in that field of business that you're in. Did you get to talk to them? And you go, oh, no, I didn't. I missed out on that opportunity. And, you know, maybe didn't know about it. But the point is, it doesn't have to be either or. It isn't like, look, I'm going to this party. Am I going to have fun or am I going to do business? If you went into the party with the mindset, maybe you knew that they were there, it's like, you know, how can I network? How can I have just a great time, connect with people, have fun, right? And at the same time, you know, I know that there's going to be people who I can learn from in my business setting that maybe I can exchange cards, just say hello, connect later. It's and, it's not or, right? But you got to go into the situation with that and mentality. And so that's what this More Than Just Muscles podcast is all about. All of us people who at one time or another in our lives, and maybe still compared to most people, we're just really into fitness. It's what we love. It's our place to be. You know, and at the same time, you know, maybe we want to expand upon that. We want to build upon that, just being amazing in that area of our life. You know, we've done that. It's awesome. It's great. It's just that, okay, instead of more of the same, how can I, you know, keep on going, keep on being great at that, and add some more experiences, flavor, fun, excitement, maybe getting down to business, right, and not making an or situation. So that's what this is all about, just conversation to think. And, you know, I really wish that there was a podcast like this for me just to think about, not to tell me what to do or tell me what's right or wrong. I'm never going to tell you where you should be spending your time or where you shouldn't be spending your time or that's a waste of time or that's the best investment of your time. You know, life is a very complicated thing. It's an experience that we all have to go through. We all have our own journeys. We all put value on different things. It's very individual. And that's something that, you know, we all have to figure out for ourselves. But the more we can think about it and push ourselves to think about what is it that we really want? What do we really want? Not what's available to us or what did we want and accomplish, I don't know, 3 years ago, and so I guess we got to stick to it forever, right? Okay, now what do I want? What's available to me? Not what have I accomplished. It's not what I think I can get. What do I really want? And then start that process of, you know, just going to the game and so this was what this is about. It's not to tell you how you should be spending your time or you shouldn't. And I'll tell you this, you know, a lot of guys have kind of, we've talked about this whole than more than just muscles concept. And it is not about, hey, being fit isn't important anymore. That's silly. You're not going to get that from me. I'm not going to tell you that, throw that aside. That doesn't matter. It's not an excuse for, yeah, I've been slacking off in the gym. Oh, well, that's because I'm trying to round out my life in other areas. That's what this is all about. This is how you can live your passion, do what you love to do, enjoy all that, and get more out of life by opening up a dialogue, opening up your mind to maybe you can go into that party, so to speak, and seeing how you can get more out of it. And like I was going to say is that, you know, I really wished that back when, you know, I was just focusing on becoming the very best bodybuilder, that I could be a competitive bodybuilder. You know, there would be times where, you know, I'd kind of come out of my focus zone. And I'd look around and I'd say, wow, you know what, this area of my life, you know, for me, you know, family, connection, you know, there's certain scenes I would think about, like, you know, it'd be great to get up, you know, later, sleep in with someone I loved and cared about, or a family, and, you know, just that regular kind of life, and enjoy just going to a Sunday brunch, and, you know, not just pigging out on any food, but just not being so structured, or these pockets of time where you have to be so efficient with your time. Because, you know, look, living this bodybuilding fitness lifestyle, having this, you know, amazing body, it takes effort. You don't just look better than the majority of the people in the world by not focusing on it, not finding out the distinctions, not executing on a consistent basis, right? And that's something I want to talk about during this podcast. We'll get to it, is like really breaking that down and understanding, you know, why you're so amazing at it, because it'll help you as you think about, how does that fit into the big picture? So that's what I want to talk about. And I just would think about, wow, what would that life be like to add that? Just calm, cool. I mean, looking to my children's eyes and not being sandwiched in time, or, you know, just enjoying life at a casual basis. Not like it's better, right? Not it has to be and or either or. Like that means I'm some fat, lazy slob who never works out. You know, I just would wonder, like, what would that be like to have, you know, that element of pressure to execute on consistently, taking to higher and higher levels? What would that be like? You know, how, you know, and I would think about that. And I'll tell you, you know, for me, I was all in with my whole bodybuilding and training to become a 6-time national champion, a drug-free bodybuilder, writer, helping others achieve the same thing. That, you know, the last I would say like 2 or 3 years. And I did win national championships my last 2 years before I actually retired. But I'll tell you, the last 2 or 3 years, you know, I was thinking ahead, not deep thought thinking ahead. That really didn't start until after I kind of stopped, right? And then I really did thinking, but I thought I was thinking about what's the next step, what's the next step. I really didn't have a next step. I really didn't think about all the things that maybe I'm bringing out in this podcast. I really didn't think about them until after I stopped, but I thought I was thinking about them like 2 or 3 years before I actually retired. And because I didn't press myself hard enough, I really couldn't really think about what I was going to do. And I kind of probably competed about 2 or 3 years longer than ideally I would have, because I was all in. I didn't think of any backup plans. I didn't have any backup options. So I really didn't know what to do. So even when, you know, I got what I felt enough out of it, it wasn't progressing. I didn't know what my next step was. So I kept on doing it for probably 2 or 3 more years. And, you know, you talk about, was I divided? Well, you know, like I said, I won national championships my last 2 years. So even being somewhat looking ahead, that certainly didn't distract me, right? But I really wish that there was this type of conversation, just casual conversation, just from a bro who had been where I was, maybe 20 levels above or a few levels above, and then has transitioned over to maybe that life that, you know, when I was driving down the street and I would look at these families on a sidewalk cafe having brunch, and I wondered, yeah, you know, I want to do that someday. But I really couldn't visualize how that was actually going to happen. You know, and as I coach men all around the world, you know, I'm the guy who they come to when they're saying, okay, look, I see what you've done. How do I do this for me? Because year after year goes by, I'm in this groove. I'm great at what I do. I love what I do. People respect me for what I do. But I don't know how I'm going to get to this next step. And I need some help doing that with my thoughts, my actions, a plan. You seem to have done it. I'm at a point of pain, of frustration, of worrying if I get to be 40, 45, 50, 60. How is this story going to end? I can't just hope that things are going to magically change. I need some strategies. I mean, they have that angst. They must change now. And that's when they come to me. And I'm really glad that I can be that person, to that bro to talk to help them get clear on their direction, to add more objectivity and perspective so they can expand upon everything they've done and make that transition. You know, like I said, part of my whole mission, why I'm so passionate about that is because I wish I had someone who I respected to talk to me in this manner, to help me become more than just muscles. And either there wasn't, and you know, or I was just so deep in to it where I didn't see anybody. You know, I didn't see anybody. I want to talk about that, for example. You know, what I realized is that I don't know if there's anybody on the internet in our fitness niche who is talking about what we're talking about here right now, what you're listening to with this whole more than just muscles theme, right? To have that focus, have a great body, better than most, enjoy what you love to do, enjoy your identity in fitness and helping others, because you're better than most and you've been that way for a long time. You put a lot of energy and effort to becoming that, right? And at the same time, build upon that, you know, have it and, right? And do it in a positive way, not throw away the past and be sick of who I used to be. It's just build upon it, expand it. Again, make it an end situation, not regret and be negative about the time that you spent. And at the same time, don't double down if it's, you know, that focus and attention is preventing you from a greater overall quality of life that you really want. Don't just double down and say, well, it doesn't matter. Hey, at least I'm great. I have a body. I mean, it takes all this. You know, hey, you can't have everything in life, you know, without doing that either, right? Having an and situation. I don't think there's anywhere on the internet that anybody's talking to this matter. And again, someone who really wants you to continue enjoying it. That's one thing I just want to make clear. And I guess I've already said that quite a few times, right? This isn't a I hate bodybuilding thing. And I have to make that clear because I understand, you know, if my tribe, my people who are just extremely passionate about bodybuilding and fitness, I mean, we talked about it in the previous couple podcasts, maybe some of the reasons why some people, not all people, why some people come to bodybuilding fitness and being dedicated to the structure, discipline, lifestyle that most people won't do, right? And that's a good thing, right? That's what makes us special. We're willing to do it, right? We've earned this physical body by our dedication, folks. You know, no one just gave this to us, right? We worked for it, right? And it's this place that makes us feel good. Makes us feel good. And so that's where they are. And they're in that extremely passionate group of people. And their social media feeds are people just like them. And nobody's thinking ahead to all this. Nobody's thinking about how do I round out or balance my life or will this, is this limited to me in other ways? But what's the plan, you know, after I enjoy this to the fullest, right? If there's anything, there's a lot of people in this extreme bodybuilding and fitness world who want to tell you how balanced their life is. Balance, balance, balance. They'll tell you that, you know, like all the time, right? One thing I've noticed about people, it's like we teach what we need to learn most. And that's true of everybody. If someone is always, you know, telling you about angle, who they are, what they're all about, and this isn't a bad thing. This isn't a bad thing. It just says that's what's most conscious on their mind because that's their biggest challenge. It's the biggest challenge that they've overcome in their life, and they're very much proud of it, right? So what I mean is if someone's already talking about, you know, hustle, 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 business, business, hustle, 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 and they're saying, you got to hustle, business, business. Either that's something that they worked really hard on in their life. Maybe they were okay at it before, but to them, they made significant improvements, and to them, that is just the most awesome feeling in the world, and they want everybody else to enjoy it. That's why it's so important to them. That's why they talk about it so much. Or it's something that they know they need to crank up 100 notches. And so the more they talk about it, the more engaged, you know, the more they will become what they think about most. So it's not always when someone talks about something that's because they suck in that area, right? But at the same time, if they talk about it so much, you know, they've had probably tremendous growth. For some reason, that was became really important to them. And what I'm saying is there's a lot of people in bodybuilding and fitness that will keep on telling you how balanced their life is. You know, and, oh, you don't have to sacrifice at all. This is not taking away from anything in your life. You know, I'm balanced. Look at me. It's very important to me that I'm balanced. And, you know, balance, I mean, what a person wants in life, I mean, that's all relative. You know, if you make $1 million a year and so you say, see, look, I'm balanced. I make $1 million a year and I have this physical body. Let's just say that, you know, everybody has different associations to money, what it means to them. But let's just throw it out there, right? I mean, yeah, to them, they have this great body, they do all these contests, and they make $1 million. That sounds amazing, right? No doubt about it. Certainly better than someone who does really well in contests and they make $30,000 or whatever, you know, $20,000, $50,000, whatever the number, that doesn't matter, right? And you know what? When they say, look, I've achieved balance, you know, to a lot of people, hey, yeah, awesome, good for you. That is balance. But you have to understand that's their idea of balance. Maybe to you, you know, you need to have $2 million. You wouldn't stop at $1 million, right? And I'm just using that extreme example. Not that those are the numbers that I deal with or anything like that, right? Okay. Or, you know, even if you did well with your physical body, you even won contests, and you make $1 million, $2 million, whatever, you know, and you said, look, I've achieved balance. You can too, right? Well, there may be a person out there that, in addition to the physical body, in addition to the money, balance for them would be have love and connection, a deep, meaningful relationship. That's what it means to them. They want to have kids, and they want to have a great childhood, maybe better than their own, and they can't wait till that part of their life. And that would be balanced. So it's the body, it's the competing at the highest level, I guess. It's earning all the money and then having all that love, connection, and family. You know, there's a lot of fitness people, if you know, that are that talk about the balance that they have, and they're single, and they don't have children. And you know what? I mean, they're great at what they do. That's awesome. But you know, and I hope that this is true, that they have achieved the balance that they're talking about. I hope that they don't, you know, 5 years from now or 10 years from now go, is this all there is? Maybe I want to build upon this and be more than just muscles. And in addition to my body and the contest and the publicity and the following that I have, in addition to maybe the money I make, maybe I want to build upon that and have someone to be married to be committed to, and have a family. Maybe I need to expand and add to that. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. But the point is they're professing balance, and they don't have those things in their life. And so they have no idea how that would change their focus and direction. And they don't. And here's the thing is they don't want it. And that is awesome. Like I said, I want everybody to be happy. I want them to get what they want. But the challenge is that that's not your definition of balance, and that you're following. You got to really think about that. And I don't mean discredit them in any way because of their idea of balance. But if that's your role model, and you know, there's just say, I don't know, three key elements of life, and their definition of balance is only two of them, and yours is three or four. That's your definition. Well, they get more energy to put in those one or two, and you're dividing. You're thinking, why can't I make this work? And I'll tell you, if they're, and again, this happens, they're really into it, very fanatical about it. They have no empathy for you at all because, look, just do it. Just do it. No excuses. Look, these are the two areas you need to focus on. Look, I do it, and I do a great job at it. You just do it too. Not even thinking or not being aware that other people want maybe more things in life than they do. Maybe they do know that. Maybe they're smart enough to know that, look, I don't care. If people want kids and family and that type of things and vacations and connections, and when their kids are older, they want all this these albums of pictures of Yosemite and Disneyland and all those type of things, and you know, and not my local contest or whatever, right? That's fine. They go somewhere else for that. That's not who I am. Maybe they're smart enough in their marketing. It's just to be their way, and this is the way I live life. And if you want to live life my way, follow me. And if you don't want to live my life, then find a role model who has the same definition of balance as you. And I don't know. I would guess I would have to climb into their head to know if it's a planned thing to push their definition of balance upon you. And if you can't do it, be really ride you hard. Or they don't know that, really realize there are so many different definitions of the word balance. So that's why you need to take control as you're going through this journey and how you're going to balance out. Find that role model who thinks the way that you do. It's going to make your journey a lot easier. It's going to make it a lot tougher, too, if you're trying to fit into somebody else's equation and they don't have the same priorities as you. There's a lot of fitness experts out there. You look around enough, you're going to find someone who you can relate to. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, it's one thing to go through challenges in life, right? And let's use a definition or an example, an analogy, a story, something that you can identify with being someone who's put so much effort into fitness and training and eating, right? It's like when somebody who hasn't put the same amount of focus and attention as you have, they come up to you, go, oh, you know, I need some I'm really going through this angst when it comes to my eating. You know, when it comes to like the day when I'm busy and I'm working, I just eat what I'm supposed to on time. I reach my macros, calories. I don't cheat. I don't binge. I don't do anything. Oh, but you know what? After I put in a good, long, hard day and I really push myself, right? And then I have this time period when I'm done with all my stuff and the time I go to bed, I usually kick back, maybe watch a little TV, relax a little. Oh, you know, for some reason, I can't control myself at that time. You know, that's when I'm so apt. It gets so tempting for me to cheat and eat junk food if it's in the house. What do I do? I feel so messed up. Well, you know, you've been doing this while you've talked to enough people. That's totally normal. That's everybody's experience. But because they're new on their journey, because they don't talk to other people to know how common it is, maybe they haven't scoured the internet or whatever, it seems so new to them. And they seem like they're so defective, like there's something wrong with them, right? Now, the bottom line is you got to just dig in and resist eating that food and maybe go to bed early or whatever the strategies you have are. You got to do the right things. But I'll tell you, doing the right things becomes a lot easier when you don't think, my head is so messed up. God, why am I so messed up? Why am I so weak? Why? I'm so abnormal, right? It's that BS in life spinning around your head, that chatter, in addition to actually having to execute, is what throws people off, right? And so sometimes just having someone to talk to that you can relate to, oh, you feel that way too? Oh, okay, good. Because they are this extreme fitness Nazi. They make me feel like I'm messed up in the head. No. You just got different values, different priorities. You know, let's do it. Oh, I feel so normal. Now, after you get all that out of the way, boom, it's time to get to work. All right, so we're going to come right back. In one moment, we're going to get into our topic today about you get what you focus on in life and you don't get what you don't focus on. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast.
So, you have your bodybuilding and training efforts going in the right direction. That's awesome. Are you now ready to take your entire life to the next level too? Sure, it takes a lot of focus and discipline to build a great body, but that's not going to automatically translate into an incredible overall life too, unless you have a clear-cut vision for exactly what you want for your life and an effective plan that you really believe in to make it happen. Maybe you've already realized this. Your body has improved dramatically. People compliment you all the time, but you still feel that there's something missing. What's your plan to become more than just a great body and create an amazing, balanced, overall quality of life that you can be proud of and confidently work toward? One-on-one peak performance coaching specialist Skip LaCour will help you channel all that your hard work, discipline, and abilities to become more than just muscles and help you build a life filled with confidence, passion, and purpose. You can have it all. Confidence in every social situation, wealth, opportunity, freedom, love, and connection, along with your impressive physical body and amazing health. When you know the strategies to put it all together and execute them on a continual basis, go to SkipLaCourCoaching.com and see the different one-on-one life coaching plans Skip LaCour has to help you. Set up a free coaching session to see if this exclusive next-level one-on-one coaching program is right for you by sending Skip an email at Skip@SkipLaCourCoaching.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast. I am Skip LaCour. Hey, I just want to tell you thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this More Than Just Muscles podcast and also all of my podcasts and all of my work that I put out there, spilling my heart, being transparent, giving you not only the strategies that can help you become better outside of the gym, what you may see on skiplacour.com or my Facebook page or Instagram or Twitter. But, you know, putting up with my life stories and life experience, because I want you to be the total package. I want you to be more than just muscles. I want you to have it all. I want to use all my life experiences, not just what, you know, I achieved with my physical body, but also through a lot of trial and error and doing it right and wrong, you know, to get to this other side where happiness, fulfillment, that, you know, if you're like me, if you've read excerpts from my book, It's a matter of trust. Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. You can check that out at itsamatteroftrust.com. You know, it took me a lot of work, a lot of adjustments to get to this point. And there's a lot of people who have read that, and that's why you may be even listening to this podcast right now. My story, something different than all the muscles, and I kind of told you my internal battles and conflicts, and you know my relentless pursuit of having more in life from one of those excerpts from It's a Matter of Trust. And I've had so many people, so many men come to me and say, whoa, that's exactly the way that I felt. You felt that way too? Oh, wow. And you know, it started a lot of conversations. And you know, what I wanted to basically say once again is thank you so much for finding what I have to say interesting. I know personal development, the things I talk about, it's a very personal matter. You know, it isn't like I'm going to make a post about this podcast and then people are going to say, that reminds me of me. My life was like this and I had all these challenges, especially men. You know, obviously, this is powerful information that both men and women can find helpful, right? No doubt about it. But you see, you know, the niche or, you know, the style is geared towards men. So, but men and women can obviously benefit from this. But the men, you know, something that's personal development, sensitive in nature, it's revealing about you and your life. It isn't something that men normally are willing to reach out and send me an email or post under a comment or even, you know, we want to keep it inside. We won't even like, right? And I get that. And I have to remember that as I pump out all this passionate information. It's not like, right, if I made videos and I said cock, pussy, you know, fuck, shit, whatever, like, and woohoo, and whatever, and talked about the controversial topics going on in YouTube. I mean, it's not, what's the word? It's not snack food, right? It's not delicious junk food for everybody to jump in. That's really, we're talking about those other people, right? It's TMZ, you know, let's point fingers. You know, that's interesting stuff to get involved in and all of that. And that's all fun. Right? It's a relief. It's a break. It's not about you. It's not about, you know, this level, you know, of intensity, right? I don't do it. This is about you. This is about you and your life. And it's not something that, you know, you're going to make comments on, like I said, even like or reach out to me. But I will tell you this. I really appreciate you listening because it happens, I guess, quite frequently actually now, maybe more than before, when I first started going on this journey of becoming the one destination. And that's what I was thinking about. This is like the only place, the one destination where we can talk about the recovering bodybuilder or balancing out life. I mean, where else? I think that most people who have gone through this journey after extreme balance of fitness, I mean, they kind of just go away, don't they? They kind of just go away and then you never hear from them how successfully they made that transition. You know, for whatever reasons, I will talk about that on more podcasts, but they don't come back into this world and talk about how they expanded upon after they were extremely passionate. This is the only destination right now. And, you know, like I said, I can do it because I confidently am going to the next level. Actually, somebody pointed me to a message board, a popular message board. They said, Skip has hit rock bottom, right? And I'm going, what? You know, and I can see that when someone is just crazy passionate about bodybuilding and training, right? That's their whole life. And maybe that's what they respected me for because I was just like that. And that's where they are. That's what they want to be. And they see how they might perceive that I'm watering down my passion by adding other stuff and other dimensions, how I guess to them, because that would be rock bottom to them. I mean, they're still going for the extreme level. How my life would be rock bottom to them. I get all that. It's foreign. I wonder if how when I was in the middle of my journey, if I had somebody kind of presenting at this point of view of a bigger picture in life, I wonder how I would have reacted. Knowing me, I probably would have just said, hey, good for them, blocked it out. This isn't information that's helping me get to where I want to go. And I would just have eliminated it, knowing, I mean, if I had to guess. But I understand what they're talking about. But I'll tell you this. This is the farthest thing from rock bottom. I mean, every facet of my life, you know, is better, happier, more fulfilled. You know, I mean, if you saw my casual videos with my family, I mean, you could sense, you know, where I am. I mean, I can understand how this may be seem like a compromised life, I guess, to someone who's so into the journey and the myopic focus of their body. But let me just tell you something. This is a great place to be. This is the highlight of my life. I wish I could have enjoyed this a lot earlier in life, this feeling, this emotion, no matter what the elements are to make you happy, right? Because, you know, I don't know, some people, it could be this, happiness, money, this, that, and whatever thing. I mean, we all have our own definition of happy. And I, like I said, I hope for the best that, you know, people hit their bullseye after they've thought about it and it's something sustainable, meaning that it doesn't just make you happy now. It's something you really thought about that's going to make you happy 10 years from now, if that's possible. And you know, I want everybody to be happy, right? But we all have our own combination. That's something we talked about. But yeah, this is just a great place to be. And actually, the people who have come to me, like for one-on-one coaching, they've read my story, they reach out. See, again, it's happening more and more and more. And I just want to tell you is I get into these conversations. I just had one last night. And I can't tell you how what a great feeling it was. Is like every story, every analogy, every part of my life that I've talked about in one of these podcasts, right? And I don't just tell stories just to tell stories. There's a point. I'm telling you this is how I felt or this is what I went through and this is the significant. How can you apply it to your life, right? So, I mean, certain things like, he did say, I've listened to all your stuff. I've listened to all your podcasts and things like that. And he's a young guy. You know, he's 29 years old. And like I said, very appreciative. I'm putting all this stuff out and someone's actually listened to it. And so, I mean, he remembers the story of me being 19 years old and working on the grocery store aisle. And I remember it like it was yesterday. And even though it was so many years ago, and in that moment, I said, I will make $100,000 a year by the age of 27. And the whole story is about how it's good to set goals, but you got to make sure you think big enough because of how that will affect you later, whatever. But the point is, he knew the whole story. And as we had what turned out to be a 3-hour conversation, which, like I said, I'm enjoying every minute of it. And my goal is that, you know, he reached out to me from Australia. I'm here in the United States, for those of you who don't know. It was mutually beneficial. That's how much I love all this, right? But it was just kind of cool that as I was explaining points, I can say, well, have you heard me tell this story? And he knew all my stories that I used to set up to give context and in depth to a situation. He knew all those, so we can just move on and I could get to my point, right? So it was kind of cool. And the more and more I talk to you guys out there, I'm realizing that you've been listening to all my stuff, and it isn't something that's always apparent. It isn't like, or comment, or even for men sending emails. It's not something that we do, and it's something that, you know, I've accepted and I've kept on pumping it out, right? All of this. But I'll tell you, I'm just like everybody else. Am I being heard? Hello? Is anybody listening out there, right? I'm just like everybody else. So when you guys do reach out, I just tell you, I love it. I love it. I love talking to you. I love how this is helping you. Don't be shy on that. So that in those moments when, is anybody listening? I understand. Intellectually, I know it's a man thing, but you know, I'm just like everybody else. I have my doubts of what I'm doing is having the impact that I had hoped, that they're taking this stuff that I just feel can help them avoid the pain that I felt. They're getting it and it's helping them, right? Yeah, it feels good that you are. So I appreciate all of you who are listening, whether you've reached out and told me that you're listening, and even those of you who don't and are listening, I appreciate it, right? You know, I'll tell you one thing about my personal journey and my growth and, you know, why this is so important to me is that, you know, I get the whole thing. I get the whole thing of even more about why we get so focused on the area of our life that we can create structure and we can feel good and people applaud us for it, and we're one out of a million who can do it, and it just feels so good, even if we know it's costing us in other areas of life. Because I'll tell you, as I grow and expand, it's kind of painful. As I start focusing on other areas of life, you can't help but break it down and find distinctions and strategies to make life easier. That's what you get when you focus on things. And you don't even realize those other areas of life, how much you're not focused, because you didn't care. You didn't care to get to the next level. It wasn't important to you. So you're just thinking, I'm getting what I'm getting, and I am putting in the effort and the focus. But really, until you really know the difference of focusing, you realize, wow. And I really realize how much I don't know about certain things, or how much behind, I guess, on the life scale, that, you know, there's 22-year-olds who probably know more about this, and I'm just kind of finding about it now, because now I'm just putting in the energy and effort. It's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling to grow and go, ugh. Sometimes I get literally sick to my stomach when I have an awakening, when I have a breakthrough about life and how to live it in the future, because my mind can't help, and I try to stop it. It can't help go back and go, oh, that's what was really happening back then. That conflict, that struggle, that pain that I went through was because I just wasn't looking at it that way. I was jumping to conclusions. My mind went into autopilot thinking negative. It pushed people and things away. Oh my God, that's not what was going on. That was my weaker self. That was my less evolved self, less aware self that was making all these decisions for me. Yeah, I accomplished some great things, but man, not being evolved really cost me a lot of pain. And I try to get myself to just think about, well, you know, all I can live is this day forward. Hey, everything happens for a reason. You know, whatever. What doesn't break you makes you stronger, or whatever. I try to do all that, but I just realize, wow, living a higher quality of life many times isn't more time and isn't more energy or more. It's just a different way of thinking. And I think back, wow, if I just would have thought differently, that situation didn't happen anyway. I saw it back then. Again, that was my scared self, my weaker self, my less confident self perceiving it that way, and then taking action based on those perceptions that were real to me that really weren't real. And if I could go back in time, that would have turned out to be a whole different situation. Connection, opportunities, decisions. You know, and the more you grow, the more you kind of realize, you know, what you weren't doing before. And sometimes, like I said, it can be painful, but I gotta look ahead. You know, that pain in the past, it was caused by, you know, not being aware. It's a tough place to be sometimes. And the point that I'm making is I really can see where all this growth and this pain, and, you know, when you feel emotional pain because you're making some transition, you're trying to grow, trying to solve some problem that you never really concentrated on before, that pain, you got to say, man, this is what I need to step up to actually get over it and get over it once and for all. I mean, we can relate to that in the gym, some of your toughest times where you didn't think that you would ever get to a certain level of production in the gym or stick to it on your diet or achieve a certain physique. You look back and say, man, there's a lot of trials and tribulations. There was a lot of times where I didn't think I was going to make it. And that's what makes it all worth it, right? There's a lot of times I wanted to quit, but you made it over to the other side. But when it comes to life, sometimes we don't want to look at it that way. And like I said, very interesting place to be, feeling with this angst of what I'm talking about, the pain of, oh my God, I didn't know. Why didn't I understand that? Why didn't I know that? Then to think back, and I stop myself. I don't want to think too much. All I need is about two or three references of the past where my new way of thinking would have made life so much easier, and my old way of thinking is caused me a lot of pain. I don't need to keep on going year after year, example after back, because I could probably track back 50 examples going back all the years. I can stop at three and get the point, so I go forward, and I've learned from that lesson, right? How many of you can relate to what I'm saying, right? And the thing is, if you just stay in your zone, if you just stay with what you're good at, stay what's familiar with, you don't have to deal with all this growth pain. You can just go back into your box where life is certain. It's predictable. You're winning most of the time. You know, everybody sees you as a winner, right? Man, I definitely see the attraction. But again, if you're listening to this podcast, especially 41 minutes into podcast number 3 of this More Than Just Muscles theme, then you know the pain already and not growing, not expanding, right? Staying where you are. So I don't know if you've made it this far, if I have to tell you that. But, you know, I just want to let you know that I'm going through the same thing. I'm going through the same thing. All right. So remember, it's not either or, it's and. How can you have this great body, enjoy the journey, stay in shape, right? And expand upon that, live a higher quality of life instead of maybe without knowing it, making an or situation. All right. So, hey, we're going to take another quick break and I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about, you know, the subject matter is why you get what you focus on in life, but you don't get what you don't focus on and how that all applies to this journey, this More Than Just Muscles journey. All right. So we're going to take a quick break and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is brought to you by Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, the highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplements and sports nutrition products on the market. Supreme, clean, Mass Machine Nutrition. Check out the entire line at www.massmachinenutrition.com. Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition is also available at the world's number one online supplement store, bodybuilding.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast. This is the only place in the health and fitness world of people who are extremely, extremely passionate, or definitely were at one point in their life where their life revolved around being the best they can be, and they were willing to put in the time, energy, and effort. And now they're at a point to reconsider, you know, how to distribute their time, energy, and their focus to create a more balanced life. This is the only place where former fitness fanatics who now want to be put a lot of attention and build upon their life, they don't longer have to suffer in silence. This is the only place where we can talk about these feelings and emotions as we create plans and strategies and make the adjustments to add to our life, right here on this More Than Just Muscles podcast. Again, the only place in the fitness world. So, you know, if you're finding this information helpful and you know that you have, you know, maybe you're in your 30s or 40s and, you know, you got your bros or people that you know who have gone through the same journey and you're, this is kind of, you know, like I said, hey, wow, this guy who I've respected, he's achieved a lot, hell, maybe a lot more than me, maybe whatever, man. He really is feeling the same way as I have been. And I like where he's going. I want more of that too, man. It's kind of like that eating analogy at night. Is that, wow, I feel so much better. That, okay, I'm not a freak. It isn't like I'm going to go to my grave and never figure this out. Yeah, okay, this is normal thinking. This is what it price of where I took. I'm just making adjustments. I'm not a freak. Now let's get to work and do the things that I need to do to balance that life. This is the only place on the internet. So if you're finding that this is really helpful to you, tell your friends, someone else who wants to become more than just muscles, or you see they can't make this transition. Maybe they're hanging on a little too long and you know they're suffering. Maybe they've shared that with you. Let them know about this More Than Just Muscles podcast and all the stuff that I'm talking about so they don't have to suffer in silence. They don't have to suffer in silence. All right, so this is something that I've always thought about when it came to bodybuilding and fitness. And it's this this dilemma, this argument within themselves in the bodybuilding and fitness world, all right? And this is something very common. You'll see it all over. It's with the extreme fitness crowd, really, you know, passionate about this total aspect, this lifestyle of fitness. And let's see, which angle is probably the best to start off with is where they say there's no excuses to live this life. There's no excuses. Come on. You don't have an hour a day. You can't just make the right choices to eat. It doesn't take that much effort. Come on. There's no excuses. You can do it. Right? No excuses. You're just weak. And that's the thing. If you don't do it, you're just weak. There's no excuses. Look at this meme. Here's somebody with one arm that's getting in the gym and doing it. What's your excuse? Here's an 80-year-old person. You know, they're doing it. What's your excuse? Right? Here's this single mother of three. She still works out. What's your excuse? Right? And I'm not talking about the what, you know, the, I'm not necessarily talking about the what's your excuse woman because she's married. Let me use another example just because I'm not talking about her. There's a single mother of one who still makes the time to work out, right? Okay. What's your excuse, right? That's all, it gets bombarded in our faces all the time. And if we're winning, if we don't let anything get in our way, we're going, yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, life is a lot more complex than that. You know, and again, what's the balanced life? What is the person going through? You know, like if the person, you know, has one arm, you know, I mean, why they're clinging on to fitness and why it's their place to go, you know, really isn't about having one arm or not. I mean, that's their place of refuge. That makes them feel whole and normal. And this tremendous, I mean, come on, think about it. If you didn't have an arm, you know, how much would that hurt your confidence level? And why did this happen to me? Right? As you look around with everybody with their two arms who don't appreciate it. I mean, can you see where totally putting yourself into that place in bodybuilding fitness and overcome how much power that can neutralize that setback in your life? Right? You know, if you're a single mother and you have all this responsibility and, you know, whatever might come with that, am I going to find love again and family? Am I going to get some help with this? What's my future like financially? How am I going to raise this child? I mean, there may be a lot of uncertainty. I don't know. It's all individual for that person, the single mother, right? And maybe just getting away for that hour in the gym is what she needs. It's just perfect therapy to balance out the tough breaks in life, to give them hope, you know, right? So it's not about, you know, what's the excuse? I mean, what are all the reasons behind why they're putting such extreme focus? And that's what I want you to think about. You know, why are you into it, right? But so it's like, there's no excuse. This isn't so hard. Just do it, right? Now, at the same time, here's the dilemma that I see the fighting within the extreme passionate bodybuilders and fitness people is that when someone wants to say, you can do that. Well, you're just genetically gifted. That's why you look that way. I have a slow metabolism. Or, you know, where they say, oh, well, you don't have any other responsibilities. I have a wife and kid, or you're lucky, or this or that. And, you know, their first thing is, what are you talking about? This is hard. Man, you know how focused and dedicated I have to be to make this? What, do you think I just wake up in the morning looking at this? I did it dedicate my time, energy, and focus. I sacrifice. I don't drink with my friends. I don't make those choices. I don't do this. I don't do that. I've earned this body. Do not say I just showed up. You are totally disrespecting me. This was hard. It took focus, energy, and effort. Okay. I get that. I totally get that. But if there's areas of in your life that aren't where you want to be and you're not doing that balance, is it because of all that energy, focus, and time you put into it, like you just said? Right? You can't be great at everything, especially the things you're not putting the time, energy, and focus in, right? So maybe not to you, but if you're paying a price by not having those other things in life, might it be because you're making that sacrifice to make your body look a certain way? I mean, it's okay. I mean, that's, you know, see, it's the thing is like, this isn't taking away from my life, but I'm amazing because I put extra energy. You know, like there's only 100% energy. Nobody has 200% energy, right? It's got to all sum up to something. And again, if it hits your balance, what your definition of balance in life is, that's your definition, good for you. Again, I'm happy. You know, but at the same time, you can't be good at things that you don't put focus and energy on, right? So it's almost like, I mean, the first step is to accept the fact that, you know what? It's costing me a price for greatness, and I'm okay at least for right now. Or I'm not okay, but that energy is being distributed somewhere, and you have to account for it. You can't just have this amazing body, time, and focus, and structure, and you know, on and on and on, and then say, why don't I have deeper relationships or know the distinctions, and just like I broke down all these training strategies and this, why don't I have that level of my finances or you know, saving for retirement or getting my job at the next level or making more money or learning more, being more focused on my relationship or even having a relationship, right? I think you're just not being, you know, fair to yourself by not accounting for all that energy that it took you to be great. I tell you, I was training my my nephew. You know, he came to me not too long ago. He's going away to school, and he said, "Hey, Uncle Skip, hey, can we work out in the gym? I want to learn how to build muscle, how to train." I was more than happy to do that for him. Maybe if you go to my YouTube channel, you can see some of those workouts that we did. And the thing about it, so we set up a time. I mean, right now, you know, with my family and my businesses and my focus, I mean, how I used to do it when I was a six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, that day was revolving around working out and eating. And so working out in the morning was the most important. That's where my focus went. And so I showed up to the gym on time, ready to go. That was my business. That was my focus. That's what I prioritized. I didn't put all the focus and energy on other things at the same time. I didn't have those things to worry about. And so when I was working out with him, and like our time was at 6 a.m. and it just, you know, I may have been up for a couple hours already working. And, you know, I'm on the West Coast, was behind the East Coast. I mean, I'm trying to make this business work and all these time schedules. And it seemed like I was always like 5 or 7 minutes late getting in the gym. That would have never happened when I put the number one priority and pretty much the only priority was to be great at bodybuilding. And I just remember saying to my nephew, I said, wow, you know, taking a step back, I mean, the 25 years that I put in making this such a priority, I mean, wow, that energy, that effort, that time and focus. I mean, if I put it somewhere else, I jokingly said, I could have figured out the cure for cancer with all that energy and focus, right? My thing is that it does go somewhere, and when it goes there, it doesn't go other places. And I think sometimes we don't realize that, and so when we suffer or we're not as good in others, we don't understand why. And if you're like me, even though you've expanded your life in more than just fitness, you're making that transition to try to add to the quality of your life. You got everything you want out of it with your extreme dedication. That isn't paying off as terms of happiness as much anymore. And you still have all on your social media because you just love fitness. It's still, you know, filled with the extremely passionate that they're where you used to be, where I used to be. That's all they cared about. And it's very motivating. Their bodies look amazing. They show you their food, their workouts, and you know, your social network feed is still filled with those extreme examples. Right? But you know, you're thinking, well, you know, you're putting your pressure on yourself about wanting to live up to that standard and, you know, be great at this, right? Because, again, I really think, I never was like that. I never tried, like a lot of the people I talk about in fitness, where they really try to force to you and tell you that their life is so balanced. They look this amazing, they're on social media, and their life is so balanced, it's so wonderful in every area, and they tell you, you know, this isn't taken away from my regular life. You have no excuses or whatever. That adds to the challenge, I think. Because look, I hope that's true. I hope that they want so much out of life. It's what you want and more. You know, not they just don't want two things because that's all their folks. And so they're saying they're balanced and they're telling you I'm balanced, but it may not fit your definite balance. I hope that they want everything you want more, and I hope that they're hitting it. At the same time, how empathetic is that? Maybe they're just Superman. Maybe they're able to do something that both you and I aren't able to do. I mean, look, that you get what you focus on, and look, you don't get what you don't focus on, right? And the extreme fitness experts, you know, they'll tell you when you're not totally dedicated to your fitness, right? And you go, what are you talking about? I'm showing up every day. I'm eating. No, but you don't have that extra edge, that extra focus to take it over the top to be your best. That's what it takes. Well, in those other areas of life, don't, if you want to be amazing, outstanding at those and not just okay, not all, when I'll get around to it later, isn't going to take that extra edge too? Or it takes the extra edge in fitness, but it doesn't take the extra edge in those other areas of life that you may be suffering. So I think just, you know, kind of understanding that and this whole thing we go through. And even if that person can do it, they're Superman. They're an extreme example. And at least they should be saying, hey, I know how tough it is, right? And what I, you know, not that, I never claimed that my life was so balanced. As a matter of fact, I was so glad in every interview and every situation, nobody asked me about my personal life because you know what? I knew it was suffering and I knew why it was suffering, right? One thing that, and if you read my old articles, what I used to say is that balance can't be measured on a day-to-day, a week-to-week, or even month-to-month. You got to lengthen it out over years. And by that meaning that, okay, I spent whatever, 15, 20 years being extreme and being awesome, and now the next 15 or 20 years, I'm going to focus on other thing. And then over the 30 years, it all balances out. And that's why, you know, everything I accomplished in the past, it can serve me in some way, shape, or form when I balance it all out. But the longer you focus on this for as many years, who knows, it may take many years to balance it all out, especially if you're not conscious of this whole thing that we're talking about, right? So look, if you're, you know, and by making it to the end of podcast number three of this More Than Just Muscles, you probably relate more to what I'm talking about and you're finding this to be relief, taking off the pressure of you're not a freak. There's nothing wrong with you. Hey, now let's get to work. And that's what we'll talk about during these podcasts. All right, guys. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this More Than Just Muscles podcast. Hey, train hard, think big, and hey, let's make this happen. Have a great day.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast.
Do you feel that you just can't get yourself motivated and disciplined enough to actually do the important things you know you must to reach those goals in life that you always say you want? Have you ever worked long and hard toward your ambitious goals, only to ask yourself, is this all there is once you've achieved them? If you can relate to these challenges, feelings, and emotions, then Skip LaCour's book, It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, will give you the insight and perspective to finally understand the obstacles that stand in your way and prevent you from living the life you really want. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder is Skip LaCour's very personal and revealing story about his journey to find the oftentimes elusive feeling of happiness in life that we're all looking for. In this book, the six-time national champion, drug-free bodybuilder, entrepreneur, and speaker shares with you the most powerful lessons that he's learned about life to make your experience the very best it can be. It's his sincere effort to make good on the promise he made to himself during his darkest days, to make sure that the personal pain that he suffered doing everything he believed was right, and most importantly, exactly what he did to overcome that pain, empowers you with more direction, perspective, insight, love, and passion sooner rather than later. In the social media age, where it seems as though everyone is trying to present their lives to be a lot better than they really are, Skip LaCour makes sure he doesn't play that game, so he provides you with the clarity and direction you've been searching for. Everything that happens in your life can and will serve you in some way, shape, or form. It's just a matter of time until you realize it. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder by Skip LaCour will help you realize this about your own life. This book could very well be the source of the inspiration and information that you need to finally take control over your life and find your personal path to happiness. To learn more about It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder by Skip LaCour, go to www.itsamatteroftrust.com.